producing over 500 hours per week of talk radio. GCN Live is a world leader in talk radio. Archives for the following program can be found at GCNLive.com.
Set aside some time for you, Y-O-U. This is the Good Day Health Program with Dr. Ken Kronhaus. Welcome. I'm Doug Steffen. For the next hour or so, hour or two, you have the benefit of the service, the expertise, the knowledge of Dr. Ken Kronhaus. Available to you right now at 888-553-7536. Ken is happy to tell you that his experience has brought him a long way from his days in medical school. He runs Lake Cardiology in suburban Orlando, Florida, and has people coming to him from all around the state, all around the region, all around the country, and all around the world. And, you know, that could be how we shape this program, because there are callers, there are listeners on the internet all around the world in this program. We get email from folks all over the place, and we're happy to take your calls as well as the email. Send your email to Dr. Ken at drkenshow.com or to me, Doug, at dougsteffen.com. If you can't be on with us live when we're doing the program, help yourself to that service, and we'll get to as many email questions as possible. Plus, the big news of the week, the medical news of the week. Ken, as a cardiologist, takes special interest in anything that has to do with your blood, your circulation, your heart, that sort of thing. So this story about blood pressure is an important one, Ken.
Hey, Doug, great to be with you. You know, I heard you talk about me in suburban Orlando. When I got to Orlando, over 25 years ago, it was rural Orlando, and it's just a sign of the times. It has graduated to
suburban. What a change. It's a beautiful community, and it's a great ride. It's not far from Sarasota, Tampa, the Orlando area, even the East Coast. I know you have a lot of people that come from South Florida to see you, people from all over. And by the way, lakecardiology.com is Ken's website if you want to check that out. Lakecardiology.com. And the number into his office is easy to remember, 800 Lake Cardio, should you want to see him after you've heard him. So let us bring people up to date on this item about blood pressure and when to take the drugs, et cetera, et cetera.
Nice to be with you, and nice to be with our new affiliates and our new listeners. This is very important information because, what do we say, 20% of Americans, a third of all adults, have high blood pressure, and it's estimated that 80% of us, before we leave planet Earth, are going to get high blood pressure. High blood pressure is responsible for contributing to the number one killer of Americans, heart attack, and the number one disabler of Americans, stroke. So anything we can do to prevent high blood pressure and any of the problems that are caused by high blood pressure would be so important. With the obesity epidemic, this is a big contributor to high blood pressure as well as to diabetes. And one of the unexpected consequences of high blood pressure has now been identified, something we don't often think about, a link between high blood pressure and diabetes. Well, this comes out this week from the medical journal Diabetologia, and what we learn is that the timing of taking your blood pressure medicine could have a big impact on whether you do or do not develop type 2 diabetes. Specifically, Doug, taking blood pressure medications at bedtime rather than waiting until morning may cut the risk of developing type 2 diabetes by more than half. It seems that certain hormones that do not dip during sleep, like adrenaline and angiotensin, increase blood pressure and also increase blood sugar, and that's the common link. So a simple thing of changing the timing of your blood pressure medication from morning to evening could dramatically lower the risk of you ever developing type 2 diabetes.
So under the circumstances, the blood pressure drugs that are available, we're going to talk about super beets and stuff, because that's something that's not a drug that works on blood pressure. The type 2 diabetes versus type 1, people are going to ask that question. Okay, Dr. Ken, you said type 2 diabetes is affected by this. Is type 1, or if it isn't, why isn't it?
Sure, let's break that up, because there's basically two different types. Type 1, it used to be called adolescent or childhood diabetes. It's the kind that you get at a very young age because your body just doesn't make either any or enough insulin to help get your blood sugar down. These are the people who get their blood acid and often end up in the hospital because it can be a life-threatening problem. Whereas the type 2 diabetes people, these people actually produce too much insulin. The problem is that the body is insensitive to insulin, and this often occurs as our height gets a little short for our weight with obesity as we age. And with the obesity epidemic, type 2 diabetes has become an epidemic. Both types of diabetes cause all of the complications to circulation that we see that increases the risk of heart attacks, strokes, blindness, erectile dysfunction, your arms and legs not working properly, and all of this havoc can be prevented in type 2 diabetes by getting down to ideal body weight. So the treatment for type 2 diabetes is exercise and diet, and then when those two factors of lifestyle don't work, we go to medications. Whereas in type 1 diabetes, these are people who are usually not overweight. They just don't make insulin. You have to give people insulin.
Insulin is important. We make it. I just had my blood work done. You looked at it, and there's a measure on there for insulin. Is there not? But it doesn't say insulin. What does it say? When you're measuring your blood for sugar or whatever, what are the couple of different places that you look, right?
The two most common tests for diabetes, to diagnose diabetes, originally we used to do a fasting blood sugar, and you want this under 100, between 100 and 124 is this rather new term that we use called pre-diabetes, and over 125 and over after a 12-hour fast is diabetes. The newer blood test that we have, it's not so new anymore, but it is the hemoglobin A1C, or fondly referred to as just A1C. This is an average of blood sugar for the past 3 months. The nice thing about it is you don't have to fast. You just get a blood test, and it'll tell you how your blood sugar has been doing for the past 3 months as an average, and you get one number, and then you can determine, do I have diabetes, do I have pre-diabetes, or am I fine? And that's an important number that I think occasionally you should ask the doctor to check.
There it is. Advice for you from the man. If he can't do it, remember those old cheerleaders in high school games? Ken, he's our man. If he can't do it, nobody can. So he can, and he will, and he has, and he wants to. 888-553-7536. Okay, so let's take a closer look at the blood pressure medicines. I put that in brackets, kind of, because people are so schooled by the big drug companies into thinking that it's a drug that you have to take in order to regulate or to help your blood pressure, and that is not the case, as you have found in your work discovering super beets. How super beets works, how maybe it plays into that story, would be a good anecdotal way for us to sort of wrap up the discussion of blood pressure. I don't know that this is going to help type 2 diabetes, and I say I don't know because I guess that's a question that people might have if they've been listening to us, and you talk about high blood pressure being affected by super beets and Neo 40. So how does that play into the type 2 diabetes scheme, if at all?
Sure. Before we transition to beets, let me just mention, because I hear people asking, you know, what's a normal A1C? Mm-hmm. And a normal A1C, Doug, is below 5.7. And then between 5.7 and 6.4 is this pre-diabetes, and then above 6.4, just the important number to remember is 6.5, and above, that's diabetes.
And so what was my number is 5.3.
Yeah, you're nice and low on that.
Okay.
You don't have even pre-diabetes.
Yeah,
so this is one you don't qualify for.
That's because I stay off of ice cream, cake, candies, cookies, all the things I used to love, and all the starchy foods that are full of sugar. I still am using, though, a lot of fruits that I'm sure you would say.
I love fruits, and I think people are overly concerned about the natural sugar in fruit. And what I recommend, you want to prevent type 2 diabetes, you want to do your best to prevent high blood pressure, is get down to ideal body weight. Get your body mass index under 25, and that's a unitless number. It takes into account your height and your weight, and it's sexless, unitless, and it just gives you a number. And everybody should know this, and you want yours under 25. 25 to 30 is overweight. Above 30 is obesity. And you get yours under 25, you're going to avoid all this havoc.
888-553-7536. I think we've started a conversation here. Sometimes we develop themes with some of our earlier conversations in the program. People always have questions about their blood pressure, about their heart, about circulation. You have diabetes. You can make that a theme if you'd like, or whatever else is going on with you. This is a composite way of you understanding your health and well-being by sharing what other people are. You're listening, you're sharing their sometimes anxiety, their fears, their questions. There is no question, that you can ask that will sound dumb. The only dumb question is the one that doesn't get asked. So please help yourself. If you have a question, you'll be helping a lot of other people, because there are hundreds of thousands of people at any one point in time who are listening to this broadcast on hundreds of radio stations and the internet and other ways of getting it around the world. All right, so meanwhile, back to the blood pressure issue as it's affected by both Neo 40 capsules and Superbeats.
I love this product because it's a scientifically proven, safe, and effective product we all need. And nitric oxide, it's so important. And so many doctors don't even talk to you about it because many of us were in medical school before this was even discovered. The Nobel Prize was awarded in 1998 for nitric oxide when it was discovered as a signaling molecule in 1988. And this nitric oxide, it's so important from head to toe, but it helps maintain normal blood pressure, normal heart function, and it's a main regulator of brain and digestive function. It can affect both athletic performance and, yes, sexual performance. So as a cardiologist, every day I'm working hard to keep the 60,000 miles of blood vessels in our bodies healthy, to lower the risk of heart attack, stroke, erectile dysfunction, and even Alzheimer's dementia. So I'm so excited because I finally found a natural way to restore and maintain adequate nitric oxide levels in your body. Many foods that are rich in nitric oxide, such as spinach, nuts, artichokes, beets, and certain green vegetables, and certain green teas, and kale, radish, and leafy vegetables. However, as we age, it gets harder to consume enough of these nitrate-rich foods in order to compensate for the declining nitric oxide production levels in our bodies. Superbeets, it's a scientifically proven, it's safe, effective, and natural way to help your body create nitric oxide to keep your circulation healthy. Superbeets, this is another great idea. It's a safe, natural replacement for energy drinks, which allow you to avoid all that caffeine and sugar.
All right, so here's how you get the product that professional athletes and Olympians are taking. Call 800-655-4183 for Superbeats. That's 800-655-4183. You're going to order Neo. You can ask, this is a pretty good thing to ask the person that answers the phone. How do I take Neo 40 capsules and then use the Superbeat powdered, the essence of the Neo 40 as you take it? It absorbs it right away into your system. You get that energy and that rush. The blood arteries are opening up, so the blood's getting everywhere in your system, your muscles, your brain, all of your organs. And then take Superbeats for support during the day. 800-655-4183. It's marvelous. You'll love it. 800-655-4183.
We use mobile devices right against our bodies every day, but growing scientific evidence has emerged showing serious health risks associated with exposure to EMF radiation emitted from these devices. The solution is Defender Shield, the most effective mobile radiation shielding ever developed. Defender Shield blocks virtually 100% of EMF radiation from cell phones, tablets, and laptops, and starts at just $64.99. Buy now at DefenderShield.com. For 10% off, use promo code GCN. DefenderShield.com, the worldwide leader in mobile radiation shielding.
Do you have difficulty taking supplements? Are you searching for a high-quality, complete nutritional drink that your whole family will love? NutraMedical's Life Support has arrived. All of your daily nutritional requirements in one quick, delicious drink. Dr. Bill Deagle's Life Support is a proprietary blend of vegan protein, activated vitamins, essential minerals, amino acids, probiotics, green tea, digestive enzymes, anti-inflammatories, cancer prevention, detoxification, and much more. Your body will high-five you for this one. Life Support is the best complete nutrition meal replacement on the market. Whether you are an elite athlete, have post-operative challenges, chronic illness, elderly, or a family that just wants a quick, delicious drink, try Dr. Bill Deagle's Life Support for optimized nutrition in one great-tasting smoothie. Just add cold water, almond milk, fruit, or anything else you like. NutraMedical's Life Support. Try our great-tasting chocolate or vanilla today. Call 888-212-8871 or visit us online at NutraMedical.com. NutraMedical.com for the whole family.
Healthy, organic, fresh fish, robust, mouth-watering vegetables, all from your home. It's called aquaponics. This brilliant, self-sustaining protein and veggie system is perfect for year-round growing. Know exactly where your food is coming from. AquaponicsSource.com is the one-stop shop for all your needs. Fish, fish food, plumbing, full systems, classes, and more. Learn to build your own system. Go to AquaponicsSource.com for a free guide to aquaponics. That's AquaponicsSource.com.
This is the Good Day Health Program with Dr. Ken Kronhaus. I'm Doug Steffen welcoming you in. You can join us with your questions and your experience, your comments, your ideas at 888-553-7536. We're here every weekend all around the year live. Here's Anthony in Dover, New Hampshire with a question about his wife's cholesterol, Ken.
Yes, thank you very much for taking my call.
Hi, Anthony.
My wife's total cholesterol is 299. Her LDL is 168. Her HDL is 121. She does have high blood pressure, and she is on lisinopril, 40 milligrams. Should this cholesterol levels be of concern? And if they should, what procedures should she take to reduce it?
Great questions, Anthony. Boy, you still love your wife, I can tell. First of all, I hope she's taking that lisinopril at bedtime, and if not, she should definitely talk to her doctor about doing that to avoid getting type 2 diabetes, which we talked about earlier in the show. And
right before bedtime or with her evening meal?
Right before bedtime. That's
okay,
what this new study shows. Is she on anything else that lowers blood pressure? What other medicine is she on?
She's not on any other medication.
That is it. Oh, so it would be easy for her to just change the schedule of the lisinopril, which is an ACE inhibitor family. It lowers blood pressure. And tell me a little bit about your wife. Do we know if she has any heart disease, or we just don't know?
From what I know, she does not have any heart disease, but I believe that her mother had a problem with her heart.
Did her mother have a heart attack before the age of 65?
Let me see.
Simple yes or no, or I don't know.
Okay. No.
Okay.
No.
So if she has no inherited risk of heart of coronary disease, that would be immediate family, parents, siblings, or children, women under the age of 65 having a heart attack, or men under the age of 55 having a heart attack or sudden cardiac death. So she has no inherited risk. Is she a diabetic or a smoker?
No, but her mother had angina, though.
Okay, let's try to answer exactly, Anthony, because...
No. got the clock. No, she's not a diabetic.
Okay, and she's not with any history of smoking.
She did smoke, but she doesn't smoke anymore.
How long did she smoke for?
Oh, for, I imagine, let me ask her.
How many years?
Approximately. About 10 years.
And about how much? About a pack a day?
I'd say,
about
20 years, a pack a day, about a pack a day.
All right. And, how old is she?
She's 72.
Okay. And has she ever had a stress test?
Not that I know of, no.
Okay. Well, this needs a little bit more evaluation that I don't have the time to do for you, because you need to figure out specifically a little more information about her risk of having coronary disease. And if she had plaque in her coronaries known, then I would have no hesitation to tell you that you need to get her on a statin drug to get it down. But I would need a little bit more time with her that I don't have right now to determine her risk, to determine if she should be on a statin drug. And that would be the first approach, getting down to ideal body weight, getting into an exercise program, eating a healthy diet, and then maybe rechecking these numbers in 3 months. To see where you are with lifestyle. If we knew she had coronary disease, then I would want her to have a healthy heart lifestyle, but you would need to use a statin drug to do more than lower cholesterol, but to stabilize plaque to dramatically lower her risk of having a heart attack. And if you were on a statin and your numbers were not where we want them to be, or you couldn't take a statin, there's this brand new family of medication that everybody needs to know about, and this is an injectable that you give every other week once, and it's a mouthful, the PCSK9 inhibitors, which you're going to hear a lot about. Praluent and Repatha are the two names of the drugs. These are to get the cholesterol down dramatically if the statin doesn't work or if you can't take statin, and that's how I would approach your wife. So she needs a little more time face to face with a cardiologist.
She's only 107 pounds.
Okay. Well, and how tall is she?
She's about 4'9".
Well, she is, I wouldn't expect her to be much heavier.
All right, sir. She's not.
That's as much time as we have for this conversation. Appreciate your call. 29 past the hour.
Catholic Charities USA doesn't want anyone to forget that 45 million people in the United States live in poverty and millions of others struggle to make ends meet. They've launched Raise a Hand to End Poverty in America and the hashtag End45 campaign, a national initiative to raise awareness. Senior Vice President of Communications and Marketing for Catholic Charities USA, Maureen Varnon, tells us more about how we can help.
1 in 7 people living in America today are living in poverty. The reasons why so many people are in poverty in America are complicated. You could lose a job and be rendered homeless. You could become chronically ill and lose your job, therefore become unable to pay your mortgage. So I think there's not one answer as to why folks are in poverty today, but we know that it's real and we know that it's a pervasive issue that warrants a national attention.
It's easy to join the cause. It starts with posting a photo of your hand and the hashtag N45 on social media. More on the campaign and other ways to make a difference at Catholic Charities USA.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Visit GCNLive.com today.
Hi, this is Walt Augustinowicz. I'm the founder and CEO of ID Stronghold. By now you've heard our commercials about wallets that protect you from electronic pickpocketing. 10 years ago, I created a way to protect my own cards from prying eyes after government officials started talking about issuing a national ID card with a built-in radio chip called RFID. I felt having to broadcast my personal information was an invasion of privacy. Soon after, it was also announced that credit cards, debit cards, U.S. passports, hotel room keys, and even transit passes would all soon incorporate RFID. It was then I formed ID Stronghold to share my inventions in blocking RFID signals with the world. There are a lot of misconceptions out there today about RFID. I encourage everyone to get informed and get protected. Please go to IDStronghold.com and get the facts and the wallet, sleeves, or badge holders you need to protect your personal financial data. You'll be pleasantly surprised that through our direct sales model, you won't pay more than other comparable unprotected wallets. It is as though the protection is free. Visit IDStronghold.com today.
Paid non-attorney spokesperson Adam Pulaski of the Pulaski Law Firm with principal office in Houston, Texas is the attorney responsible for the content of this ad. This ad is not legal advice, and the choice of a lawyer should not be based solely upon advertisement. Services may not be available in all states.
Attention Xarelto users. If you or a loved one took Xarelto and suffered a serious bleeding event, you may be entitled to financial compensation. Xarelto is a popular prescription blood thinner used to prevent blood clots and protect patients from strokes. These serious bleeding events have led to numerous cases of hospitalization and even death. Phone lines are open 24/7. Call 800-261-0937. That's 800-261-0937.
Are you tired of commuting to a job that makes someone else rich, working harder than ever, but getting nowhere? Do you hate spending hundreds of dollars every week on daycare, having someone else raise your children? With our opportunities, you can start earning money as soon as next week. You get to be the boss, work from home, and live a happier life. At Be The Boss Network, you'll find hundreds of work-from-home opportunities that you can literally start today and be earning money as soon as next week. Go to freedom106.com and start earning money as soon as next week. You get to be the boss. Get out of the rat race. Work from home. Go to freedom106.com right now and change your life today. That's freedom, the number 106.com. Go to freedom106.com and start earning money as soon as next week. You be the boss. Go to freedom106.com.
Owe $10,000 or more to the IRS?
Get on board with the Tax Admiral. Don't pick on the IRS alone. I'll cut penalties and reduce your overall tax bill. Sometimes I can even get it zeroed out completely.
We're an A-rated company helping people clean up their mess with the IRS.
If you owe $10,000 or more, then call the Tax Admiral.
Call 800-287-7180. Again, that's 800-287-7180. 800-287-7180.
Well, water, Ken.
1-888-55 Dr. Ken.
Call and conversation action 888-553-7536. Welcome into the folks who are in Medford, Oregon, and that whole area listening to KMed. What great call letters!
A match made in radio heaven.
But it's because it's in Medford, Oregon, not because it's a medical program, but still, it's good to have the people who are listening in that area, the Tri-City area, Glendale, Grants Pass. A lot of great radio has come out of that area, the Eureka area, Ashland, Oregon. So, listen and be careful. And absorb and help yourself to the information that's here at 888-553-7536. Should you have a question you can't get on the air, you send us an email, drken@drkenshow.com, or to me, doug@dougstefan.com. We get here every weekend at this time to go through the medical news of the week and to take your calls and to go through articles that may or may not have a certain predisposition to having the height of our interest, the story about women drinking, a couple of different angles on that. We'll get to that hopefully in this half hour. But first, let us pay our attention or turn our attention. We can pay attention. I'm trying to find. And I'm going to describe the technical setup here just for the heck of it so that people sort of get an idea drift. This is Inside Radio 101. I'm in a studio that I've used for 27 years on my farm in Framingham, Massachusetts. Ken is in a studio in his office in Florida, and we are put together in the main studio at Radio America, our originating network in Washington, D.C. And we go up to the satellite, we come down to the radio station, we get into your ear through your radio. It's really an amazing technological feat that we are able to spend this time together. So,
enough to make your head explode.
It's good. Chris is in Smithville. Is it Smithville, Mississippi? Yeah, it is. Hi, Chris.
Hi.
Hi, Chris.
Hey, I had a question for the doctor. He said a few minutes ago that taking your blood pressure pills at night decreased diabetes and everything like that. I work shift work. Sometimes I'm working nights. Sometimes I'm working days. So I sleep one or the other. Is it better to just take your blood pressure medicine either in the morning or at night, like on shift work, or which way do you advise me to do that?
Chris, great question, and smart listener. And let me tell you how many implications your question has. It's a very important question because I like to read medical literature and report it to you in easy to understand terms so you can take these breakthroughs and add them to your life to improve the quality of your life. And you're calling up, you heard exactly what I said about this important breakthrough this week. And the important thing is to get into the weeds of these articles and just not read the headlines, because you can do yourself some havoc if you don't. And that's my job, to get into these into the weeds of these articles, these studies. And in this study, they didn't have a population of people who work night shifts. And therefore, you bring up an important detail. These are people who work day shift and go to bed in the evening.
Great question.
And therefore, this is where they're taking the medication. So this study did not look at people like yourself. And therefore, it's hard to draw from this study any conclusions about what you should do personally. So what I have to do as a physician is use my intuition, which is what doctors are called on upon all the time. We don't have a study to answer your question. You have to use your best guess. But what's also important about you is that you alternate your shifts, which makes it even harder to answer your question and harder on your body, because if you were working all the time on the night shift, I'd give you one answer. If you were alternating your shifts like you're mentioning, I'll give you a different answer. If you're alternating your shifts, you can't move your blood pressure medicine around for many reasons, because your blood pressure will go wacky and you can't keep doing that. You have to keep your schedule at one point so that your blood pressure is not bouncing around. So if you're sometimes working the day shift, sometimes working the night shift, if I was your doctor, I would tell you to take your blood pressure medicine as a person who just works the day shift. Based on this study and based on the problem that you can't keep alternating your schedule of blood pressure medicine. But if you were somebody who is working permanently the night shift, I would use my intuition, not based on the evidence, because I don't yet have a study. I would advocate that we have a study of people who work just the night shift, and I'm sure there's some academics listening, and they're getting some good ideas from you, Chris, for the next study. But my intuition is that if you work long enough on the night shift, you do alter these hormones that affect the blood pressure, especially the adrenaline and angiotensin, so it would be more effective to take it when you go to sleep naturally, whenever that is, based on your change in your work schedule to the night shift.
All right.
I got you. I appreciate it, Dr. Kim.
Chris, thanks so much for calling. Great question.
All right. Next up is Don in Rochester, New Hampshire, with another question for Dr. Ken on the Good Day Health Program. Hi, Don.
Good morning. How are you doing today?
Hi, Don.
What are we doing for you?
Well, I do have a question about the issue of A1C. I've noticed on the testing kit that I buy at the store, because I check my own A1C every month.
Why don't we explain quickly what A1C is, Ken?
Well, that's what we talked about earlier, the blood test that gives you a three-month average of your blood sugar, and it can tell you whether you're diabetic, pre-diabetic, or normal, and yours was dug in the normal range.
All right, so that's the explanation for that. Keep going, sir.
Anyway, in their instruction booklet, it mentions the recommendation of the American Diabetes Association, and it says in there that anything under 7%, or if you will, 7.0,
exactly,
is acceptable. Whereas my own physician and yourself have both been saying 5.7. And I'm trying to find out why there's such a wide range there.
Don, this is the problem when you pull your own teeth. I'm glad you asked. You know,
I don't pull my own teeth. I haven't tried that yet.
Well, the A1C, the level of 7, which is an important number with A1C, is the goal after after you are diagnosed with having diabetes. And the other numbers that you're talking about, less than 5.7, if you come to me and you have not yet been diagnosed with diabetes, then I want your result under 5.7, and a result 5.7 to 6.4 is pre-diabetes, and a number greater than 6.5 is diabetes. So once we get an initial number greater than 6.5, we're going to get you on the ideal diet. We're going to get you into an exercise program once we make sure it's safe, and then we're going to use as a long-range target, most of us, a number of 7, is between 6.5 and 7 is what most target ideally. Interestingly, the studies show that when you reduce the A1C down low, below 5.7 for a diabetic, you unexpectedly increase the risk of getting strokes and heart attacks, which we don't quite understand, but it's one of those areas of intuition about the body that doesn't give you the best outcome.
Understood.
All right.
Okay, thank you very much.
Yes, sir. 888-553-7536. There are a lot of people who get up early to listen to this program. There are a lot of people, as the gentleman who was on with us a caller or so ago, work shift work. So they don't get a good night's rest often. This contributes to puffiness, bags under your eyes, lines around your eyes. It also contributes to dark circles under your eyes. Ken, being the student of your health and well-being that he is, has a little explanation as to how to deal with that with a product called Genucel.
Thanks, Doug. Ladies and gentlemen, every day men and women across this beautiful country are seeing something they never thought possible. They're seeing bags and puffiness under their eyes just go away. Actually disappear. Like you, Kathy from Dearborn, Michigan, probably thought nothing would work for her. Then she tried Genucel, and she wrote the following. Genucel is a great product. She says, I did not have bags, but I had an odd puff under one eye. It is now totally gone thanks to the Genucel. At first, it would come and go. After 2 weeks, it did not return. I'm very happy, she writes us. You too can get rid of these bags and puffiness, and with the Genucel, immediate effects. You'll lose years off your appearance in just 12 hours. Genucel will work for you or your money back, guaranteed.
All right, so here's how you get Genucel. Get rid of the dark circles, the bags, the puffiness by calling 800-822-6145. If you're new to the program, let me emphasize that number and this product and how wonderfully well this patented plant stem technology works. 800-822-6145. And if you call in the next few minutes, you'll get a jar of Essateague face cream, or you'll get to choose from a number of other things that they have that they would give to you as a gift. You have three ways of winning. You're going to start with Genucel and then work on the circles. All the things that Ken explained will come true, or your money back. That's a powerful statement. 800-822-6145, and it's easy for us to make it because we know that it works. Genucel and related products at 800-822-6145.
When the leading antihistamine and Nasacort go nose-to-nose, Nasacort wins, stopping more of the chemical responses that can cause your nasal allergy symptoms. And when you stop more causes, you get 24-hour relief from sneezing, an itchy runny nose, even congestion. It's prescription-strength medicine available over-the-counter. Nasacort Allergy 24-hour. Stops more of what makes you miserable. Use as directed.
Healthy, organic, fresh fish, robust, mouth-watering vegetables, all from your home. It's called aquaponics. This brilliant, self-sustaining protein and veggie system is perfect for year-round growing. Know exactly where your food is coming from. AquaponicsSource.com is the one-stop shop for all your needs. Fish, fish food, plumbing, full systems, classes, and more. Learn to build your own system. Go to AquaponicsSource.com for a free guide to aquaponics. That's AquaponicsSource.com.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. Have you ever wondered why banks, stockbrokers, investment advisors won't talk about gold IRAs? They've been available since 1986, yet the financial industry won't recognize the value of gold for your retirement. Gold has outperformed paper investments, yet no word about IRAs. If you would like to have gold for your retirement, call 800-686-2237. Don't get left behind by rising inflation and low returns. Call 800-686-2237. Secure your future and call 1-800-686-2237.
Now is the time to save on hardwood and more at Lumber Liquidators' end of summer clearance sale. We're making room for new fall inventory. That means it's your chance to get an incredible deal on solid pre-finished hardwood for just 99 cents. 3/4 inch solid pre-finished maple for $1.99, plus $1 off Bellowood Brazilian cherry and Koa hardwood. Get 10 to 15% off all Morningstar bamboo. American and European laminate from 49 cents and 24 month special financing. Hurry, the end of summer clearance sale is going on now. Visit lumberliquidators.com to find a store near you.
Contrary to popular belief that everyone is online, most very small businesses aren't fully plugged into the Internet. However, the majority of these firms still expect to create their own website within 2 years. Stephen Aldridge of GoDaddy explains.
We surveyed 4,000 small businesses around the world, but found that nearly 60% don't have a website today. Business owners gave us three reasons they don't have a site. They think they're too small, lack the technical know-how, or think the cost is too high. What we found, actually, was that business owners can build a website if they can create a Word document and can afford it if they can spend as little as $1 a month. And every business needs to be findable on the Internet since prospects start their buying process online. 59% of those businesses already on the web have seen their revenues grow as their website increased awareness and helped them reach more customers.
For more survey results, visit garage.godaddy.com. That's garage.godaddy.com.
888-553-7536. Join Dr. Ken and me, Doug Steffen, with the focus on your health, the news that affects you. Fruits, vegetables, good things or not? Everybody's been taught through their life, Ken, to eat those five fruits and vegetables. I do actually better than that, I think. And just as an example of what one might do, I have this morning orange, kiwi, grapefruit, raspberries, blueberries, grapes. I'll have a pear probably today. I already had an apple. And that's how I usually start my day. When I'm on the air doing my program Monday through Friday or here on the weekend, that's pretty much my diet with some yogurt and maybe some other things. And then I have some other foods later on in the morning. But that's how I sustain myself. And there are those who say fruits are, and I think I asked you this a few minutes ago, there's a different component. Not all fruits are created equally, but are all fruits good for you? The veggies, tomatoes, I might have, let's see, what did I have last night? Beans and a whole bunch of stuff all kind of worked in together, peppers and onions and that kind of stuff.
Well, not that we both needed to, but both of us have lost a lot of weight since last January 1st this mm-hmm. year.
Yep.
And one of the very effective methods that I've used is adding fruits and vegetables, the right fruits and vegetables, to my diet as part of a very healthy diet, losing it the old-fashioned way. And there's an article out this week in the PLOS Medicine Journal which confirms a lot of what we've been doing. And what they talk about in this research is that eating fruits and vegetables, Doug, can help you lose weight. But the news this week is that some fruits and vegetables are much more effective than others. There's some good fruits. These are things like berries, apples, and pears. And the common denominator is that they're high in fiber and they'll fill you up. And then there are some bad, and then there are vegetables, but there are some bad vegetables for losing weight. These are the starchy vegetables, things like peas, potatoes, and corn. What they do is spike your blood sugar, and then they increase your hunger. But then there are also some very good vegetables for lowering your waistline and helping you lose weight. These are the non-starchy vegetables, things like soybean and cauliflower and green leaves, see, vegetables that I have found so helpful for filling me up and just giving me some good, healthy food.
I'm for, there's some stuff that just tastes like,
just stay
tastes like it's good for you, and that, therefore, is how I stay away. Kale. Meredith grinds up kale in her drink, and that
just limit the potatoes and corn.
I love potatoes. I love peas. I love corn. Please, 51 after on Good Day Health.
Hey, Berkey Guy here. Are you still drinking unfiltered tap water? Does your water contain chlorine or fluoride? Will you have drinkable water in an emergency? The Berkey Guy is here to help you remove these and other potential contaminants from your water, thus helping you drink clean, purified water. We offer Berkey water purification systems at the lowest available prices online. Don't go another moment without Berkey system. Over the last 10 years, we've helped thousands drink clean, purified water. Join them by visiting GoBerkey.com or call me, the Berkey Guy, at 877-886-3653. That's 877-886-3653.
Most of us already know that taking a fish oil supplement to boost omega-3s is a good idea. But did you know that about 60% of Americans are actually deficient in omega-3s? Did you know that most fish oil products contain only about 25% omega-3s and the remaining 75% is undesirable fish fat? Heck, did you know that more than 90% of fish oil supplements sold in the USA are not even made here? If you want to boost your omega-3s using the finest American-made fish oil, check out Nutrigold Fish Oil Supplements on www.fishoil.best. Nutrigold fish oils are independently 5-star certified and guaranteed to be exceptionally pure. That means no more fish burps. Best of all, just one Nutrigold fish oil capsule contains more omega-3s than 4 standard fish oil capsules. Go to www.fishoil.best or call 888-920-1497 and use promo code BESTFISHOIL to get a free 1-month supply. That's www.fishoil.best or call 888-920-1497.
Paid non-attorney spokesperson, Adam Pulaski of the Pulaski Law Firm with principal office in Houston, Texas, is the attorney responsible for the content of this ad. This ad is not legal advice, and the choice of a lawyer should not be based solely upon advertisement. Services may not be available in all states.
Attention Xarelto users. If you or a loved one took Xarelto and suffered a serious bleeding event, you may be entitled to financial compensation. Xarelto is a popular prescription blood thinner used to prevent blood clots and protect patients from strokes. These serious bleeding events have led to numerous cases of hospitalization and even death. Phone lines are open 24/7. Call 800-261-0937. That's 800-261-0937.
Continuing on now, taking your calls at 888-553-7536. Kara is the person at the controls in our studio in Washington. She'll take your calls. Be patient with her getting to you and be patient with us. If there's a queue, you got to wait your turn. People get on the phone and they don't want to wait 3 or 4 minutes and they hang up. But you may have to wait 30 or 40 minutes under some circumstances. We don't like it. Well, we do like it because that means people are paying attention and they want to have their question answered. If you can't wait on the phone, email to Dr. Ken at drkenshow.com or to Doug at dougstefan.com. This week, story came to my attention about the healthcare system from the point of view of a doctor who is sick. And so in this story, which helps us to understand him certainly and other doctors, the Affordable Health Care Act and how it impacts somebody. This particular doctor had ulcerative colitis, Ken, and he explains the drugs that he got and the testing and all of the things that he found out the hard way that his patients would have to go through. And after he sorted it all out, he wasn't particularly enthralled with the system. I'd say that was the way of me summarizing the system and his drugs and that sort of thing. Do you want to go a little further with this?
Well, you've heard me mention over the years, Doug, that doctors, most of us, are just a little too healthy because that's why we're not as sympathetic as we might be for many of our patients. In my training, I found, and in my life practicing medicine, I found that some of the most sympathetic doctors around have been the ones who've had to use the healthcare system, and they they finally realize how user unfriendly it can be. And that's where the article that you're describing that came out this week in the New York Times about a physician who has ulcerative colitis, and most of the common medications that are used to treat it have not been effective for this doctor, and he needs on a regular basis to get refills of a drug that's not commonly prescribed for this. And he talks about all the hoops he has to go through to get approval for this drug. And they make him get lab work. They make him go to specific labs. They make him fax in all these things. And just talk to the patients. They'll tell us that this is what else is new. And the system, unfortunately, is not as user-friendly as we would like. And this is good for us doctors to be sensitive to the issues that our patients have to go through to maneuver it. And so I feel bad for this doctor, but part of social media making comments is how we get the system, how we push back. And it was a good example this week about how one of the pharmaceutical companies outrageously increased the drug by maybe 5,000% overnight, and the pushback over social media made them wake up, and they did lower the price.
All right, let's talk about your recent experience with your mother, who is waning, sadly. You've seen her a number of times in the last few weeks, and I wondered whether you would spend a minute or two telling us about your experience, because when you and I were talking about it on the phone, you were very frustrated, again, working your way through the system. The experience that you had, if you would share it with us, I think would be helpful.
Right. My wonderful mother, who is a retired registered nurse and actually worked as a volunteer even in her early 80s as a registered nurse in the Medivan, and then unexpectedly choked on some meat about 2007 and went from being a perfectly healthy woman to a rather unhealthy woman with having this unexpected heart attack from choking on some meat. And it was just a good thing there were some physicians at the table and did emergency surgery on her with the utensils for dinner. She is almost 90 years old, and what is so predictable, fell in the bathroom, fractured her hip, and it's been all downhill ever since, which is so predictable for people who are in that age category. And I have been challenged to make sure that she gets what she needs. She has told me for decades how she wants her end of life, and she is in hospice where she wants to be. And I'll tell you a lovely story at the end of the break, the next segment, about how we know what she wants, because it's a touching story that you'll have to get some Kleenex out to when you hear the story. But all I can recommend is what I have been advocating is don't ever go into the hospital without someone you love being there to help make sure things get done right.
The system, the focus here on the Good Day Health Program at 59 past the hour.
Don't complain about your cable bill going up and up and up. Do something about it. Grab a pencil and jot down this special number, 1-855-905-MYTV. The more cable TV rates go up, the better digital satellite TV looks. Say goodbye to the cable guy and get more of your favorite channels in 100% digital quality for less money. Call 1-855-905-MYTV. Sign up for packages starting as low as $19.99, and there's no equipment to buy. You get free HD TV upgrade, a free DVR upgrade, and free professional installation. You control what you watch, when you watch it. Record your favorite shows. Pause and rewind live TV. Even skip the commercials. Watch local channels too. At just $19.99, what are you waiting for? Pull out your major credit or debit card. Call 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV. Say goodbye to the cable guy. Cut costs and get more. 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV.